It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. This is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort and safety of home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. You get all kinds of casino games like slots and blackjack and roulette. All you need to do is go to your app store and download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means it's time for Tucker's Tape. But this week, we're going to interrupt, Ross, your evaluation of the Penn State position groups. Instead, we're going with your conversation with five-star recruit Nolan Rucci from the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Rucci's a very important prospect for the Nittany Lions. I know you've known the Rucci family for a while. Can you give us your general impressions of Nolan before we get to the interview?
Yeah, sure, Jim. I appreciate it. Good to talk with you as always. Excited to be back on the Keystone Sports Network again this week. Looking forward to Ask Ross next segment, one of my favorite parts of the week. I never know what's coming. Jim does not give me the questions ahead of time, I can assure you. So very much looking forward to that. And I think, Jim, correct me if I'm wrong, this is the first time we've ever done this where I had an interview on the Ross Tucker podcast that I thought was significant enough and important enough to Penn State fans that we're actually airing it here as well with a little added flavor from me. We've never done this before, right?
No, we haven't. And I'm excited about it. And I want to hear from Nolan Rucci, and I think our listeners do too.
Yeah, so here's the deal. So I had him on the Ross Tucker podcast, which is primarily NFL, and you can listen to it here. If you want to actually see what he looks like and watch it, he was the first interview, Jim, we ever did. I have a new YouTube page. So my interview with Nolan was on the YouTube page if you want to see what he looks like. But you're going to about to hear just how impressive of a young man he really is. And I think that's probably what stands out to me, Jim. I mean, when you hear him in a minute and a half here, just remember he's 17 years old and he is the number one player in the state of Pennsylvania. His dad played in the NFL. He can go to any college he wants. He has it down to nine, including Penn State, of course, but Clemson and Alabama and Ohio State and Stanford and everything else. And just the way he handles himself, I'm so impressed. And I've known him since seventh or eighth grade. I've known his brother since ninth or 10th grade. I'm good friends with their dad, Todd, who played at Penn State and played in the NFL. And we get together pretty often, actually. And I've said to him, you know, forget the fact that he's probably the most physically impressive high school offensive lineman I've ever seen. It's really crazy. He's just a great young man. And having two daughters, I really just can only hope that when they're 17 years old, that they are able to conduct themselves as well as he does in an interview like this on a national platform, and to really just handle themselves throughout a recruiting process, which could be really pressure, a lot of stress, but he really seems to be taking it in stride. He's extremely impressive in every way, and I think you guys will all agree when you listen to him. This will be part one of my interview with Nolan Rucci. So, as promised, now joined by arguably, and in my opinion, the number one ranked high school offensive lineman in the country, Nolan Rucci from Warwick High School in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Lititz to be specific. Nolan, thanks so much for coming on the show, man. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Austin. Thank you for having me on. It's great to be here.
Dude, you look like a total monster, by the way. I mean, it's weird because you're one of the first guys, like, in eighth grade, you were so skinny. Yeah. And now, like, it's unbelievable just to watch how much your body has changed the last couple of years. How much you weighing right now? And do you kind of feel like, do you feel a lot different than you did last year or the year before?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that kind of comes down to, stop growing, because there was that one point where I was probably growing like an inch or two a year. And so now that got a chance to slow down a little bit, definitely being able to put on some weight. And I think since the season, I probably packed on close to 25 pounds. I think I ended the season probably around 260, and now I'm 295.
Yeah, well, you look awesome. And I told the listeners earlier, I like to give them a little different interviews every once in a while. You know, we talk NFL all the time. What about a guy that, you know, when you read all the scouting reports, they project you as a future first round pick left tackle? When you read that, I mean, you're 17 years old. When you read that, what do you think? Like, what, like when you read those reports on you and it says projects as a future first round pick, what's going through your head?
I mean, I think it's great to hear, and I really appreciate, you know, the people that are, you know, saying those things about me. But at the end of the day, I still got my senior year to play at high school. You know, I got a lot of games, and I think one step at a time is, you know, wearing out those first and making sure I'm dominating every single play. And then, you know, I can maybe after I'm done with my senior season, I can start worrying about college. And then when I've done that, start worrying about the NFL.
I think that's a really good approach to it. I'm curious. You know, when I was getting recruited, I remember thinking, well, I'm definitely not going to go to the NFL, so I might as well go to Harvard or Princeton if I can go to one of them for football. You're obviously in a very different situation where the NFL seems like it might be realistic. And I think your approach of high school now, then college, then see what happens is the right one. How much do you look, you know, the colleges you're looking at, how much do you consider how many offensive linemen that they put in the NFL, what their offensive line pedigree is, how many guys have had success in the NFL along the offensive line? Is that a big factor for you? Is that something that you look at and highly consider?
Yeah, you know, I'd say that somewhat plays a part in it. And obviously, I think that comes down to, you know, a lot of the coaching staff, and not only coaching staff, but the type of guys that they attract to, you know, their team. And I think you can definitely see that in a lot of schools. And luckily enough, you know, out of the options I have, I feel like, you know, a lot of them are, you know, to that standard, and very fortunate to be in that situation.
Well, speaking of fortunate to be in that situation, your dad, Todd, who is a good friend of mine here in central Pennsylvania, not only played at Penn State, but, you know, started 75 plus games for the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl against the Packers at right guard for 8 straight years in New England. What are the pros and cons of having your dad, you know, be a former NFL player as a guy that's now playing football like yourself?
Well, I think obviously a lot of experience. He's been my coach, I think, all the way up through midget football now to high school. And so I feel like I've learned so much more just as an offensive lineman than I probably would have anybody else, just because, you know, he played so long in the NFL and had that great college career. And so I've definitely been super fortunate, you know, to have my dad as an offensive line coach. And I'm sure, you know, it's definitely helped me a lot, you know, not only technique wise, but I think, you know, looking up to him, and I think he set a great example for me, you know, kind of strive towards as I'm, you know, playing. And I think that's, you know, helped motivate me a lot.
Are there any negatives to it, Nolan, whether that's pressure or, I guess, if your dad's always been your coach, you probably haven't had any of the coaches saying, what would your dad say about that? Or, you know, like, you know, I know that sometimes there are concerns about that. Have you ever felt pressure to play football, to play a certain way, to play at a certain level because of what your dad was able to accomplish?
No, and I think if anything, I think he expects higher of me. just because, you know, where I'm at in my situation. I think he knows that I can perform at a certain level and I should be doing that every single play. And if I do anything less than that, then it's obviously a mess up and I should be doing more. But I think that's a good thing that, you know, he's holding me to such a high standard. And I think I need to start doing that to myself, you know, because I think that motivation definitely helps you get better.
So I think I've only ever been to one of your games in person, and it seemed like your dad was pretty calm. You know, I just wonder what's he like during the week? What's he like, you know, game night, before the game? Cause I got to tell you, man, I think God gave me two girls for a reason. If I had a son playing high school football, I wouldn't sleep all week. I would hyperventilate during the game. I mean, I just wouldn't be able to handle it. But it seems like your dad's actually pretty calm about things.
Yeah. And yeah, he gets it out during practice week for sure. And, but yeah, no, plus he's been doing it since we were in sixth grade. So he's gotten used to coaching Hayden and I when we were coming up. And so I'm pretty sure he's used to it by now.
How much technique work do you do with him, with your brother? Cause I think looking back on it, I don't know that I really realized how important technique was until my rookie year in the NFL. And so I tell high school kids and college players now, I mean, technique is so important. It's such a differentiator at the highest level. And I think when I was younger, I got by, you know, based mainly on just my physical ability.
Yeah, and absolutely. I think, you know, unfortunately with, you know, the given circumstances, not being able to take recruiting visits and stuff like that actually helped me out in that department, because I had my older brother Hayden come home, and you know, fortunate we have a very nice lifting setup in our basement. We have like half a turf, then half like a rubber mat with a bunch of like squat rack and weights and stuff like that. So I've been able to do anything I would be doing at my high school setup, and having my older brother back and my dad, you know, all in the same house, been running some individual periods downstairs sometimes. And that was great when my older brother is back, because I worked a lot of technique, and obviously going against someone, you know, who's your size and your weight and has, you know, played a college season. It definitely helped me a lot in the technique department.
That's it for part one of Ross's conversation with Nolan Rucci. Remember, next week we will have part two of that conversation. For right now, stick around after the break. We are going to have Ask Ross.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.